Well, this is another true story. Sounds strange, but it's true. He was in a place called St. Jean, in the trench, just in St. Jean.
Yeah.
Of course, most people say they, most of the soldiers used to say, they never, infantrymen used to say they never seen cavalry in trenches. They didn't know cavalry from anything else. Yeah. Anyway, he was in the trenches at St. Jean. And the boys was all a-moaning and a-groaning, they was hungry. Well, there's an Irishman, along with me. He said, what say we go and out and get something? I know where there's a pig. You coming, Darkie? I said, yes, I'll come. Well, we went back a bit to the farm that was laying behind us. And we went in, two great big old brave soldiers. And we opened the two big gates of his barn, farm barn. It looked like church gates to look at.
Yeah.
It's getting dark, you know. Sooner we opened it, then there was two great big horns stuck up in the air, two eyes of going like balls of fire, and a lot of smoke. Well, it looked like smoke going out, and it went. Just as we opened the door, it frightened the life out of me. It was a bullock. It got strung up somehow, his head up in the air, and he'd been hit in the hindquarters, so he was sitting down on his haunches. He looked three times as big as what he was. He looked about 7 foot high.
What, was it a man at
the start? No, a bullock.
Who's a bullock?
A big father cow.
Oh.
Great big fun. Anyway, that frightened the life out of me. Well, frightened the life out of him. Yeah. So we shut the doors quick.
And then what?
We had to walk round. And he says, listen. He says, it's a dentist. Because that's what the Irishman calls a big dentist. It's a dentist. Mm-hmm. We'll have him. And he frowned round till you could hear him going, found him underneath an oven. French people used to build their ovens up high, and then underneath the oven they used to leave a big hole scooped out for a pig to go in for cover. He was in there. Yeah. So he said, how are we going to get him out, Paddy? So he said, I know, some of these wires. Well, we picked up a wire and got it round this pig's neck to drag him out. Never thought what he was doing, but what we had done, we picked up Jerry's wires, what Jerry had left behind. And of course, when we picked up his wires, he knew where he was in that farm. We got the pig out. He dragged the pig out and I got rid of him with an axe. We'd only got an axe, you know, chopper like. And got his head out of a little hole, and I was standing there clouting him because he couldn't get him out no further. And you know that poor pig, I chopped his face always.
Yeah.
Here, crisscross, he was, wicked, but we was hungry, the boys were starving, see?
Yeah.
So we've got to have him. So anyway, I finish up, we got him out a little bit more, and got so we could get a jackknife into his throat. And we slit his throat with a jackknife. Alright. Well, then when he was dead, we could get him right out. So when we got him right out, he must have disturbed so many of these lines that Jerry, like the German, knew where he was, and he put his shells over onto that there farm like anything. Well, you cut off a hock, you know, like what you call a ham, that's the hind leg. And I said, righto, we'll get away with this. And the old Irishman, he wanted his tongue, his tongue. And he would stop and get that tongue out. And you know, he pelted us like anything. Anyway, we got it. Got away. And instead of going straight back to our trench, mm-hmm. there was three cottages standing on the roadside. Mm-hmm. Went in one of them, built a fire, mm-hmm. to cook this ham, see, mm-hmm. bit of pork. Mm-hmm. Well, good. We didn't think what we were doing really, you know, we didn't know what we'd done it at all. We ought to known better, but we didn't. That would happen, but I know better now. You got it on the cook, boiling it. Mm-hmm. Hours and hours we was there. Mm-hmm. The general come up to have a look round. He went in the third up, the little owl house it was, mm-hmm. and blew him out of it. Mm-hmm. He hadn't knocked it out. We stopped there, we couldn't stop there no longer. I was pleased with ourselves, carted it up to the trenches. Mm-hmm. Thought we was going to have such a blowout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we couldn't cut it. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Couldn't cut it. It was just like a bit of rubber. Mm-hmm. So we'd had all that trouble, give that pig all that pain for nothing. We just couldn't cut it. We realised afterwards what had happened. The meat was too new. See, and hadn't been hung long enough to make meat or nothing. It was just, hadn't had a good cooking so that it could cook right through, and it was just like a bit of rubber. The boys were disappointed, called us everything. And that's true.